Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483. Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people...
The National Church Conference of the Blind will hold its annual church conference at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel in Erlanger, Kentucky. Please join us August 10th through the 16th. You will participate in Bible teaching, workshops, tours, talent time, wonderful fellowship, and more using Braille and large print documents and hymnals. The National Church Conference for the Blind's theme this year is Why the Kingdom is the Only Way, from Ephesians 1, 2 through 14. Sunday morning worship service will be given by Dr. Enoch Williams. Spiritual messages will be presented by keynote speaker Pastor Dave Andres, Dr. Martha Moser, and Reverend Paul Weingartner. Bible teacher this year is Pastor J. Wesley Sebring. Hotel complimentary shuttle will pick you up at the airport and to and from off-site restaurants within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. Call Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel, Erlanger, Kentucky, to make your reservations today. 859-746-5608. Only $89 per night, including continental breakfast. Join us August the 10th through the 16th. For more information, visit
the NCCB.com. Now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your Father's Day show. That's right. Welcome to your show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. To all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Let me introduce my co-host, Lynn Golder, my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the June 16th Father's Day edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and one day belated happy birthday, Michael, on the air. And
well,
happy
I want to thank you
Day.
So much, and to all the folks and our listeners who
it's a busy weekend.
Wish me happy Father's Day, and quite a few have wished me
happy birthday,
happy Father's Day as well. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you so much. Thank you so much. And let me introduce you, the main man behind the scenes, behind the glass. We have Chris Shaw, our producer, and our engineer. Engineer Chris Shaw, you there?
Well, you know I had to throw this one in for you. It's only right that we do it.
Oh, right.
Coming all the way from Detroit, Michigan, my friend is calling in just to render this episode for you, Mike, on this glorious day, on Father's Day, just to say these words to you. Come on. Friend Stevie Wonder wanted to tell you happy birthday.
Oh,
so from all of
so
us.
Much. And Stevie, I want to thank you, Stevie, wish me a happy birthday.
That's funny.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, for those people turning in for the first time, they don't know what the show's all about. We say we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what this show's all about. Lynn, why don't you give out?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say sorry he couldn't make it, Gary. He had a problem with his paratransit. So, anyway. Oh, we miss you, Gary. And I'd like to give a shout out to a new listener out in Sacramento, California. Hello there, Deanie Kaiser. Call in and say hi if you'd like to.
Right, and don't forget, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We got some great things going on today. Mm-hmm. But I want to explain something to you that's happening right now with us and see if I can get you folks involved with our radio show. For the next 8 weeks, we're going to do a fundraising thing here. Let me explain a little about it so you'll understand. We want to expand Blind and Beyond Radio Nation, and we need your help. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a fundraiser for the next 8 weeks. But the fundraiser is going to be attached to a raffle. We're going to have two raffles going.
Wait, say that again?
We're going to have two raffles going.
So, the next 8 weeks,
yep,
a fundraiser,
yep,
and two raffles going on at the same time.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, one raffle is for $100. You can call in, $100, and then we'll call you back for your credit card. Or you can do it online to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go online, because don't forget, we're a nonprofit radio show, so we're a 501c3, so if you give some money, you can take it as a donation. And $100 is, we're going to give you a, listen to this one. We're going to have a drawing. Every 15 people pick up out of the hat, and you can get a cruise for two. A cruise! That's right. You're going to go to the, now I'm not sure which, I'm going to say to you right now. You're either going to go to the Bahamas or you're going to go to Jamaica. One or the other. I don't know which yet.
Okay.
I'll know probably in about 2 weeks where the cruise is.
So let me get clarification.
Yes.
You said for those that call in or go to the website, theblindandbeyond.org.
Right.
You can make a donation of $100.
Right.
Now, with the donation of $100, we're going to put your name in the hat.
Correct.
And every 15th name or every 15 names?
Every 15 people that call in for the $100 gets, they win the cruise. They get the cruise free.
They get the cruise. Okay, got it.
And that's blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's where you go to the website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can call in here, tell them you're going to give a pledge for $100. We can call you back, get the credit card from you, or if you want to just do it online, you can just do it online. But anyway, it's a $100 donation, and that's your pledge, and you get your name going into the hat, and we're going to pull it up that on August the 4th. We'll pull it up. Every 15 goes in a hat, and you can get a cruise.
Every 15 that donates $100.
Yep, yep. Now, let me talk to the other one. The other one is a $50 donation. $50 donation. The $50 donation, you get a $75 gift card from
Maxi AIDS.
They're out of New York, and they have a catalog that's unbelievable for the low vision and blind folks. Correct, Lynn? They have everything.
Yes, they have many assistive aids. Everything from talking watches to magnifiers to microwaves to canes, you name it.
So you get
$75.
Yeah.
And you get a $20 in that same thing we're talking about. You get $20 a gift card from Olive Garden. Plus, you will get a few bags, 2-3 ounce bags, two different flavors for White Cane Coffee. And if you haven't had it, boy, you should get it because it's great coffee. So that $50 pledge you get, I'm repeating it again, $50 you'll get a $75 gift card, and you'll get a $20 Olive Garden, and you'll get two different flavors of 2-3 ounce bags of White Cane Coffee. Now, in that raffle, the story is, it's every three people.
Wow.
So you don't have to wait long. You can have it, you know, in this show. Three people call in this show. We'll pull out, put three people in a hat, and one of the three gets it.
I would like to win a gift card.
Now, let me just say this to you. For the next few weeks, the deal is, anybody that pledges, anybody, you will get coffee free. We're going to send you each one that calls, gets at a pledge this week and next week and the following week. Next 3 weeks, you will get White Cane Coffee. We'll give you 2 bags with your pledge. That's only for the next 3 or 4 weeks. Okay? You got the story? We'll talk more about it in the show. We're doing all this so it's you'll feel comfortable giving a pledge. At the same time, you're going to get something for it and a nice chance to get some nice prizes. Okay, we're going to break. Don't go away. See you on the other side of the break. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483. Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 2 decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
What is your favorite story? I mean, your most favorite story of all time. Now, let me introduce you to your most favorite audio player. Well, it might not be yet, but I'm thinking it soon will be. Introducing MegaVoice. MegaVoice is accessible, engineered with the visually challenged in mind. MegaVoice is easy to use. Tactile buttons are easily navigated. MegaVoice is portable, compact, lightweight, and rugged. Shock-resistant, heat-resistant, and water-resistant. Call us at 1-800-219-1758. That's 1-800-219-1758. Or write us at info@megavoice.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. I understand we have a call on the line calling in from Clearwater, Florida.
Yes, sir. Our good friend, Eugene.
Eugene. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Lynn. How y'all doing?
Hello. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Eugene.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Well, thank you.
I want to donate $100 and a $50.
Wow.
$100 and a $50?
Yeah, $100.
Oh, my goodness.
He's
gracious.
Rich today.
Oh, man.
You have Lynn call me tomorrow, and I'll give her the info she needs.
Sounds
well,
good.
Thank you so much, Eugene.
Big
You're a doll.
Big hug and a kiss.
Big. Oh, my God. Gracious.
I'll kiss him.
Eugene, thank you for helping the show. We want to grow big time, and I want to thank you so much for helping us, Eugene.
All right. No problem.
Well, right. It is. I love you. Thank you so much for helping Blind and Beyond grow. Thank you so
All
much.
Right. I'll take
You're
care.
Fantastic.
Okay,
You're fantastic.
You
Eugene All right. is fantastic. Well, right now, we're going to go to our guest caller right now. It's Rick James, correct? From Greensboro, North Carolina?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Rick?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
And we heard through the grapevine that you are the Employee of the Year at Industries of the Blind?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Congratulations. How'd you get to do that, Employee of the
thank
Year?
Thank you. Well, I started with the company probably about 4 years ago. I lost my sight kind of all of a sudden and didn't know what to do and went to Industries of the Blind, and I applied for a job because I had to do something. I couldn't just sit at home all day. So I went in, and I started sewing, and then I applied for a position out at our distribution warehouse and started there and just have worked my way up and just, you know, try to help people that, you know, had no sight because I have a little bit of sight. And they just saw something special in me. And I refuse to give up, you know.
That's amazing.
Are you from North Carolina?
Not originally. I'm originally from Chicago.
Oh, you're from Chicago. Wow.
Yep.
So you moved from the snow to beautiful North Carolina. Wow.
Yes. So, and it's amazing.
Wow.
Have you always had the name Rick James?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know who's a famous singer named Rick James, too.
It's James. Oh,
yeah. With
but... an N as in Nancy.
What's his name?
James with an N as in Nancy.
Rick, this Rick is James?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Well, not James.
Yeah, you and Chris got a little excited.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Rick James, the singer?
Yeah, right?
So, Rick, tell us a little bit. We understand that you went to Capitol Hill to speak with your North Carolina congressman and their staff members. And what was that all about? And what's your takeaway from that trip?
Yeah, we did. And it was a very interesting, kind of like an eye-opening experience because, you know, you never really think about the legislation part of the whole thing, you know, and they're advocating for us to get more business from the government. And so we talked about that. We talked about the different programs, you know, to help us out and allow us to work. So, you know, we wanted their support on bills and stuff, you know, that come up about that. We learned that, you know, only about 20% of people that are blind or visually impaired actually work. And it's not because they don't want to. It's because, you know, every place doesn't have an industry of the blind or a lighthouse or, you know, something like that. And, you know, we're capable of working. And we prove that every day. And so we talked about that and just talked about our own individual stories about how we got to where we are. You know, and, you know, everybody's got a story. And, you know, mine's different from everybody else's. There are people that have been blind since birth, but are still working and are doing stuff that sighted people, you know, can do. They just do it a little differently.
Well, you sound like a lot like Michael, because Michael lost his sight suddenly also about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and there was no way he was going to sit around and do nothing just like you.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was 7 years ago, and I was a restaurant manager downtown Chicago. And when I got the diagnosis of what the problem was and everything, I freaked out. I'm like, you know, here I've been working for, you know, my whole entire life and would work 50, 60 hours a week. And I thought I was going to have to stay at home. And it wasn't until I moved to North Carolina that I even heard that there were such places as Industries of the Blind that I worked at.
And Rick, how did you find out about Industries of the Blind when you were all the way up there in Chicago?
Well, actually, my mom lived in North Carolina at the time. And when I first, you know, lost my sight and knew that I wasn't going to regain any of it, I moved down there. And just so that, you know, I could help her out and she could help me out. Because, right. you know, there were things that I didn't know that I could do again. And so one of her friends had mentioned Industries of the Blind, and I'm like, well, what do they do there? And they're like, I don't know, but, you know, you might as well go check it out.
Right.
It's better than sitting at home, because for a year and a half, I sat at home, and I was so incredibly bored. And I was like, you know what? I'm not handicapped. I'm like, you know, I can still do things. And I just got more confidence in everything. And when I started there and saw that there were totally blind people doing the same job that I had just learned how to do, it really inspired me, you know, to kind of do a better job and learn a new trade. Because I'd never done anything like this in my
Rick,
life.
Rick, I was just going to say to Michael, I hope the people are listening to Rick, because he's an example of what you always say on the air.
Absolutely. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
I got one for you. I just had somebody call off the air, and it just blew my mind. But anyway, later on, after you hang up, if you go back to the powers to be and ask this question, somebody just called that their son is in prison.
Mm-hmm.
He's blind. He listens every week from the prison. Okay? Now, the story is, he wants to know if he could get a job at Industries of the Blind, because he went in there as a felon, as a drug addict.
Do they
but he's
felons?
Now off drugs. Now he's off drugs. You know the old story. He went blind and he got depressed and he took drugs. And now he's off the drugs, but they put him in prison first. So, the question is, that's his only problem. So now he's off the drugs. So the question is, could he get a job at Industries
that's
of the Blind?
We have to find out off the air.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling.
Yeah,
just curious.
A lot of companies just do hire felons.
So the question is, would you hire him? He's blind. So the question, if you could ask somebody with Industries of the Blind, hire this gentleman.
I hope we can help him.
So it'd be nice. I'd like to get back to them and let them know that Industries of the Blind would hire him, of course, if he's drug-free and and if he's blind, would they hire him? But because he's as a felon, the question is, would Industries of the Blind hire him?
So, Rick, to get back to it, you said you were a restaurant manager in Chicago?
Yes.
So are you able to use any of the skills, I guess your management skills then, in your new position, correct? At IOB. Did we lose him? Oh, we did.
Hello?
Just went ping.
Yeah, his signal just dropped.
His signal dropped.
His signal dropped.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All righty.
Well, wait for him to call back.
Yeah. Well, that's some story off the air.
Yeah. Right, I just spoke to the mother.
More than usual.
And his son listens.
Wow.
Every week from prison,
no
and he's
kidding.
Blind.
Yeah. I think maybe Rick is calling back.
Oh, hopefully it's him we can talk
I
to.
Hope so. Yeah, he was a manager at a restaurant in Chicago.
So I got a mission. I got to find out, will any industry hire him?
All right, well, we'll
with
find
appellant?
Out.
I don't understand why not.
There are a lot of big companies.
He's not a murderer. He's not
no.
a burglar. He's a drug.
What? He's back. Okay. Yeah. Rick, you back?
Yep, I'm back.
So what I was asking you is what types of skills from your previous job when you were cited as a manager of a restaurant in Chicago are you using now in your new position at Industries of the Blind?
Well, I think now one part that I use is my leadership skill.
Good.
One thing that I do is I try to always set an example for everybody to always do their best, no matter what is going on in their life. You know, I don't know. It's just how I am. I've always been like that because I think everybody deserves that chance. You know, it shouldn't just be somebody that has my skills. Anybody can learn them. And so I just always try to do a good job and inspire them to be a little bit more like me. I also take a few courses from NIB through Hadley School for the Blind and, like, you know, using Excel and customer service skills. There are communication skills. And when I lost my sight, I thought, you know what, I'm never going to be able to use a computer again. And I never even tried. So doing these courses, it's taught me that I can get back on the computer, and now I use the computer every day at work.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's just that you have to learn, you have to relearn how to do certain things, but everything can be done.
Did you take the courses while you were still in Chicago, or did you take the Hadley courses online when you were in North Carolina?
In North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
while
you
were
in the
Industries of the Blind, you were taking this course.
That's terrific.
Nice. That's terrific.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how'd you like going to Washington?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was so nice to meet other people. You know, that their stories are a little different, but kind of all the same. You know, we've all worked our way up, and it was very inspiring. And it was just amazing to meet so many people that are not visually impaired or blind that are advocates for us. And, you know, that help us, you know, either get this work from the government or just help us do our everyday function. And it was nice to know that there are people out there that do all that, you know, as well as meeting the blind and visually impaired people from all over the country.
So did you you spoke only to North Carolina congressmen, right, and their staff? Not
yet.
Okay. I guess that's the way to get it started.
Yeah, congressmen and a couple senators.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow.
You know, they all seem very interested in, you know, keeping these Ability One agencies working. And, you know, because, like, when I didn't work, I was on disability. And you cannot live by disability alone, you know?
Yeah.
And so my whole goal, and I think what drives me, is that I want to totally get off disability and, you know, just work. And, you know, be a tax-paying citizen. I mean, I do pay some taxes, but you know what I mean.
Yep. Well, you got the right frame of mind. You have to have that frame of mind. I'm serious. You have to frame of mind. Absolutely. Yep.
And that's really all it is. And, you know, before you were asking about hiring somebody that, you know, is a felon or whatever, you know, our company, we do have a few that, you know, have been in that circumstance and are working for us. And one thing that's really great about our company is that they believe in second chances,
wow,
even
great.
Third chances.
That is great,
you know?
News. I hope he's listening to
and
you.
It's like, it's amazing because, you know, everybody deserves a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, whatever it takes. And they work with you.
Well, let me just say, that's what this show's all about, and that's what Industries of the Blind's all about, and that's why we love working together, because when you start talking about being out of that box, And that's what you're doing too, Rick. You're out of that box. Right. You think like out of the box. Most people are not out of the box. They are used to something. Whatever they're used to, they feel comfort, that comfort zone, and they stay in the comfort zone. And that's not always good. You got to be out of that comfort zone. You have to take the next step. And sometimes when you take the next step, you're out of that comfort zone.
And it might be scary.
And it might be scary. And that's what it's all about. And what you're saying, what you do at Industries of the Blind, well, that's why you're an Employee of the Year, because you are out of the box.
Well, we congratulate you.
I try to be.
Well, that's great.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Thank you, and thank you, partner. We'll have to have you back
that's
again.
That's what I was thinking. I hope you continue to listen and participate on the
show.
We'd love
to have you back
again.
You're
an inspiration.
You are definitely an inspiration.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Rick.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
much
for calling in.
Yep, and that's why we did Industry of the Blind.
It's
so fabulous.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye. We're going to break. We'll be right back, and we're going to come back with trivia. Don't go away. Right back.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. #BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Yeah, I just wanted to make mention that the phone number for Industries of the Blind, that main office number, if you're interested, is 336-544-3729. That's 336-544-3729. Or just look up industriesoftheblind.com. You'll get a hold of them there. All right, Michael.
Okay, now before we go to trivia, we'll go with trivia just in a minute. I want to clarify something, and I want to thank so much for Eugene for his beautiful pledge. He got a pledge for $100, and he did one for $50. The $100 was for a raffle. And that will be for a free cruise for two people in a cabin. And that will be August the 4th for the drawing for that. And it'll be every 15 people in that raffle gets to win. So it's one out of 15. On the other one, $50, it's one out of three. And that we're drawing every week or whenever we have three people. So it's one out of three people. And you get a $75 gift card from
Maxi Aids,
the catalog company. They got a lot of things going on there for visually impaired blind folks. And you get a $20 Olive Garden. And you get White Cane Coffee. And that coffee is fabulous. And by the way, everybody calling in for the next few weeks, like Eugene will get, he'll be getting from the 50 and the 100, we'll be sending him out free coffee for each. Because he donated $100 and $50. I hope I'm saying it right. Anybody has any questions? If I'm saying it wrong, please ask me any clarifications. But you're really helping our radio show, and it's your radio show, and it really helps us, really does, to grow. And we want to grow big time. We need your help. We have Sheila on the line from Orlando, Florida. Sheila? Oh,
good evening.
Good evening, Sheila.
Happy belated birthday, Michael, and happy Father's Day, Chris and Michael and
Thank you so much.
You think I'm going to let Eugene beat me? You must be crazy.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to do the same thing Eugene did. So.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Lynn, if it's okay, I'll just send you a check.
Okay.
So, but I need to email me your mailing address so I can send you a bill pay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thank good
you.
Luck so, with this.
Then we have Sheila from Orlando doing the same thing that Eugene did. She has.
She doesn't want to be outdone.
Outdone. $100 gift. She won a donation for $100 and a $50 donation. So she's getting.
He must be laughing.
Getting coffee now from 50s and 100.
Have a good night.
You
good
too,
night.
Sheila. Thanks so much.
So we need one more 50 to have our first raffle of the evening. So we need one more 50.
Gotta
so
put
we get our
Chris,
first
Chris
raffle
to
of the evening.
There.
To see who gets the first. Okay. So I hope you folks understand we really, and I mean really, the radio show really thanks you for helping us to grow. And it's only going to go for the next 8 weeks, and then we stop. And this is the first time, to my knowledge, we ever had one. We did one when we first thought about the kids. And, of course, Eugene helped us with the kids. but we haven't done any time for the adults, and this is the first one we've ever done, and we really like to grow big time. We just had somebody call in from Canada, and the streaming is not so good there, and we'd like to fix that. There's some things we'd like to fix as far as the radio show, and we need your help. So if you can help us, that would be fabulous. Anyway, if you have any questions, feel free. You can go to our website. By the way, our website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Oh, before we go to trivia, another thing. The young lady who called me, the young lady who called me about her son in prison, if you would like to write to me, I'd like to talk to you about it. It's Michael. Write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And this way we can talk. You can write to me. We'll write back and forth. We can talk on the phone, whatever. And we can discuss your son and see if when he gets out of prison, he gets a job. We'll help him.
Hey, I got Sister Beverly on the phone line, and I got Gary on the phone line. Let's take Sister Beverly first.
Beverly, how are you, Beverly?
Hey, how are you all tonight?
All right, yourself?
Hi, Beverly.
Hi, I wanted to donate the $50.
Wow, thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you so much. So now we got our first raffle. We got our first one. So
wait, I can't hear her.
What, Beverly?
I just said, yes, you have your first round, but I can't wait to get that coffee.
Well, you're going to get your coffee anyway, but the coffee is fabulous.
It is.
It is really good.
Beverly, don't hang up. I need to get some information.
So now we have Beverly for a $50 donation.
So now we have to put Chris to work with the raffle.
All right. We have
pieces of paper.
Gary on the line. Gary?
Hello?
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 Hey, hi. Gary. How you doing?
I'm doing good, but you know what, Michael?
What?
I'm snoozing for a cruising.
There you go. That's funny.
You know me and my cruises. That'll be 14, I think, for me, but I'm ready to go. So put me down for a cruise, and then I'll catch you up when I see you.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Gary.
Gary just pledged $100.
Wow.
That's great. Fantastic. Gary just pledged $100
Chris.
From Winter Park, Florida, $100 from coming off Gary. Wow, that's all right. Fantastic. Okay, right, thanks, okay. Gary.
He loves cruises.
Yeah, he loves cruises.
I love my cruises.
There you go.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
And probably in about a week or two, I'll let you all folks know where you're going to go. I don't know yet. It's either going to be...
We'll just put you on the boat.
It's going to be the Bahamas or Jamaica. I'm not sure which.
Well,
I'll let you know. Okay. So the cruise, it's every 15 people, but... In a few minutes, now we have to have a drawing because we already got three
people.
Might as well do it. Well, we go to trivia, then we'll do it when we come back. We're going to go to trivia. Let's do our first trivia, and then we come back. We'll do the first three. Maybe we'll have more later. We'll do another one. Here we go. I got a question now for you, Chris. The first three, one out of three, correct?
Right.
Okay, here's the question. If one gets it and the other two don't, when we get another three, does those people come in the hat too, or just
they still stay in the hat?
They still stay in the hat.
They still stay in the hat.
So that means then it's one out of five, right?
Right.
When they go in that, and then it
So yeah, they still stay in the hat because
I feel like I'm at a ping pong game.
I know,
just
right?
keep going back and forth into you with my head, like
right.
I'm just following all this.
So they stay in the hat.
Yeah, they stay in the hat.
They still have an opportunity,
right?
And everybody's going to get coffee for the next few weeks. Anybody call in the next few weeks. Get the coffee. After
right,
that, they're not going to get the
trivia
coffee.
Before right,
we're going to
trivia
right now. Here we go. Trivia time. Trivia time. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
To me he was so wonderful. Snow.
Hey, who's singing that song? That was a big, big hit many years ago. We played this, I guess, for the last 4 years since we've had the radio show.
Sort of a tradition. Yeah.
So who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Phones are not lit up yet. Are they lit up? Somebody calling? Lynn.
I don't know. I don't have a monitor anymore.
You can't see?
I just look through the glass and I see what Chris is doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people that are tuning in for the first time, this radio show is the bridge. We call it the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. This show is supposed to be, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be entertaining, which I hope it is. And it's supposed to be educational. And it's supposed to be helping you get jobs. That's what we had on Industries of the Blind. Help you get a job. You know, it's a great place to work, Industries of the Blind, out of North Carolina. You know, they give you $2,500 when you just to go there to when you
relocate.
They give you $25. That's right. Listen to the figure. $25 to relocate there, to go there. Fantastic.
Michael, you're speaking of jobs locally. I just wanted to remind everybody that Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works also has jobs if you live in the area and you're not up for relocating, but you'd like to stay in this area if you live in Central Florida. All you have to do is call 407-898-2483, and they have all kinds of jobs there for you, administrative, call center, jobs at Lighthouse Works, and it's just a wonderful program.
You know, I have to also say something else. If people don't know about MaxiAids, you should really check MaxiAids out. MaxiAids, it's a catalog company for the blind and folks that are visually impaired.
I got news here. There's things that I like in there too for me.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's one you're talking about already.
Oh, yes.
The one I play the television so loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that you can blast your ears off and not bother me.
Right.
Yeah, they have that there. I think I'm going to get that.
So.
Yeah.
Are any callers
on the
line?
Save a lot of arguments.
Any call on the line right now, Chris?
No, he said no.
No. Oh, my God.
That's a hard one, Michael. That's an old song.
We play it so often. We play it so often. Every year we play it.
Yeah, all they have to do is go to the podcast. Father's Day every year. Oh, yeah, that song.
Don't forget, our website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If those folks that haven't seen our website, you should do it. You should check it out. We've got a nice homepage, which is new. And there's a lot of other things going on. And don't forget, we archive all the radio shows in the past. And don't forget also, we have a button. Right?
Yeah, there's a donate.
There's a donate button.
Yeah, it's right there on the homepage.
You can donate.
There's a donate button. Yeah.
Yep, a donate there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It goes right to PayPal.
Yep. Goes right to PayPal.
Yep.
And for those that don't have PayPal, you can use a credit card and it still goes through PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And also, if wherever you live in the country, please call in if you have a PSA, and I would, you know, love to repeat it, or you can say it on the air, or you can email us, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and I'll be happy to read your PSA on the air.
And for those folks who haven't gotten White Cane Coffee, you should get it. I'm telling you something. Don't forget White Cane Coffee Company.
I actually crave that in the morning now. I have to have a cup of coffee.
Let me tell you something. The White Cane Coffee Company, if you haven't tried
it,
you definitely should.
French roast is my favorite.
I'm a decaf person. Let me tell you something. That decaf coffee is so good. And I'm not going to trash any more places, but I'm just telling you, I go to other places and I won't have it anymore, because after you have White Cane Coffee, you don't want anybody else's coffee. The decaf is fabulous. And don't forget, the employees there, pretty much all the employees are blind or they're autistic. So he hires autistic or blind, mostly blind folks there. And you check them out. They got a great, great company. Their coffee is like, I call them the Rolls Royce coffee of the industry. It's fabulous coffee. You haven't tried it? Try it. Especially folks that are visually impaired and blind, because you owe it to a company that's all about the blind, giving to the blind, and having the best coffee that you can buy. White Cane Coffee. Check them out.
All right, so Chris
and don't forget to say, listen, don't forget to say radio
right
to get your 10% discount.
Right, that's right.
So when you go, and you buy the coffee, don't forget to say radio.
Promo code radio.
Promo code radio and get your 10% off.
All right, so I got three callers back to back, and we got to get them within the 5 minutes.
We do.
We got Nigel from Boca Raton.
Yeah.
We got Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
Yep.
And we have Mr. Williams from Philly, Philadelphia.
Okay, but now I have a question for you. Did any of those people win in the last 30 days?
Within the last 30 days?
Yes.
No.
Okay. So let's take, who's first?
Nigel
on the line.
Good evening, all.
Okay, Nigel.
Happy Father's Day, Nigel.
Well, thank you. I will pass that wish on to someone who is a dad.
Oh, okay.
I'm not, but thank you so much.
All right.
Well, before the other two called in, I was going to say, if nobody else wants to call in and identify Eddie Fisher, then somebody, you know, it's got to be me.
Well, okay. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, thank you very much. And I would like to, before I am dismissed, once again state that I'm very much enjoying my high-octane white cane coffee. Those mornings that I do indulge, I really feel like whipping up my white cane and getting out on the road and showing them who's boss.
I'm going to have to try that, Nigel, the high octane. I'm a French roast girl.
I don't plan to stay on it the rest of my life, but I do enjoy it. I'll tell you what, really gets me in the white cane swinging mood and off on the road and raring and ready to go.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it, Nigel.
Well, thank you all very much.
I enjoy your show.
I enjoy your gifts. And I enjoy the white cane coffee. Oh, I already said that. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye, Nigel.
Thank you. Bye.
Did the other two people want to say a quick hello? We have 3 minutes.
All right. So let's go hit up our good friend over in Brunswick, Georgia, Dr. Carolyn. How you doing?
Carolyn.
Hi.
How you doing, Carolyn?
Hi, Carolyn.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's Brunswick, Georgia?
It's nice. I went to Jekyll Island Friday.
Jekyll Island?
Going to St. Simon's tomorrow. They're both right here with Brunswick.
There you go.
Happy Father's Day, Michael, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much.
It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice. We haven't heard your voice in a while.
I know. I've been missing you because when I'm not home, I can't hear you anymore. That number doesn't work.
Well, you can listen on Alexa.
If she has
it. Well, that's what I mean. I listen to Alexa anyway when I'm home, but when I'm away from home, I can't hear.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Unless you take it with you.
I've been away from home a lot lately.
Well, you could take it with you and just get on the Wi-Fi wherever you're at, and then you can listen.
Yeah, I have to start borrowing somebody else's phone or something.
You do that, too.
Yeah, but my daughter wants to donate $100.
What?
Wow.
Your daughter wants to donate $100. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Well, thank your daughter so much.
What's your daughter's name?
First name?
Marilyn Watkins.
Marilyn Watkins, we thank
I
you
hope she's
so
listening,
much.
Mar- thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I told her I always want to help you all out every time, so you can always count on me whenever you need donations.
Well, thank you.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I told her she can have the same for the cruise, and I'll donate 50, and she'll put the other 50, she said.
So what are you saying? What are you saying now, young lady? You want a 50 and a 100?
Well, no, I said she wants to enter the thing for the cruise when I told her about it.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to pay the 100, so I said, well, I was planning to give 50 anyway.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, well, I'll do 50.
All right, so you're going to do 100. You're doing 100 for the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do 100 for the cruise, and
you
can do it on our website, or we can call you tomorrow to get the credit card tomorrow,
whatever you'd like. Hold on one moment, Carolyn. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, and listen, you're still going to get, because you called in today, you're still going to get some free coffee. We'll be sending out the coffee. I've been promising everybody, the few people that order that from now until next few weeks will be getting coffee. So we'll be sending you out some great, and I mean great, white cane coffee.
We have to make sure that Chris has
all right, Carolyn,
current address,
few,
too.
Some flavors.
Hold on one moment, all right, Carolyn?
We're going to the top of the hour now, Michael.
We're going top
thank
of the
you, Carolyn.
Thank
big
you,
hug.
Thank you so much,
Carolyn,
for the $100 donation. Thank you so much.
Okay. We're going to go to the top of
the
hour.
We're going to top of the hour. Don't go away. We got a lot more of the Blind and Radio show coming up.
What?
Blind and Beyond Radio show coming up. That's what I said. I thought I said. You're making me lose my mind. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio show. Don't go away. A lot more coming up.